All right, I'm Scott Collin, recently appointed manager of engineering.
And it's really cranking up to be connecting link season. I see equipment over at the working over at the overpass. What can we expect to see over there this week?
So this week you're going to see Belanger, who's the contractor, to start hammering away at the overpass to begin the demolition. And within the next 20 days or 3 weeks, they'll have the overpass removed and cleaned up and mobilized off-site.
Now, as you see in my photos, there's those bundles of old tires that are there, and that often means there's going to be blasting. Is that how ultimately the overpass will come down?
Nope. So those bundles of tires are referred to as blast mats, and they're typically used for protecting blasts. But in this case, we're using it, or they'll be using it, to protect the infrastructure that's running under the overpass. There's like some telecommunication wires that are running under there, and once the sidewalk and the walls are removed, we just want to ensure they're protected from any falling concrete from the overpass. So.
So, how will the overpass be demolished?
It's going to be just jackhammered away. They have a large pecking bit that they put on their excavator, and they'll just be hammering away at the concrete until it breaks off and crumbles into pieces.
Okay, now I asked Scott Tam earlier, and he wasn't quite sure. Will some of that debris be used to help fill in the road as you level it off?
Nope, that'll all be moved off site to a private site. Yeah.
Okay, and you'll bring in something else for Phil, obviously.
Yep.
Okay, you know what, Scott, that's all I have to ask. If you have anything you want to add, maybe about the week ahead if something else is going to happen, but anything you want to add.
No, like, yeah, the look ahead is we're getting a nice early start to this year's Connecting Link project. We're hoping that by having this bridge removed this month and having all the asphalt stripped in at one time, we'll definitely expedite the schedule, and we hope to finish on time this fall.
Very good. Thank you, Scott.